Hello, good evening, and welcome to this live broadcast from Interlaken, the second concert of the 2017 World Youth Symphony Orchestra, an ensemble of high school musicians from around the world that's gathered in the woods of northern Michigan since 1928. Tonight, Zhou Long's Tsingtao Overture and Nikolai Rimsky-Korsakov's Scheherazade. Live broadcasts of the World Youth Symphony Orchestra from Interlaken are made possible in part by Yamaha Corporation of America, the world's largest maker of musical instruments, sharing passion and performance for more than 25 years. The guest conductor for this second week of the season is Joanne Folletta, music director of the Buffalo Philharmonic. She's been here for a few years running, and Joanne loves the students here, and the feeling is definitely mutual, despite the fact that she's always getting more and more busy with every passing year as her star continues to rise. Joanne always finds time for Interlaken in the summer. We're always so glad to see her. She says one of her favorite things about coming here is wearing the uniform, because she just doesn't have to decide what she's going to wear every day. And so today we all match in our white shirts for Sunday, blue bottoms, and everybody on stage wearing their red sweaters as required for concert gear tonight. Here on this beautiful summer night, we started out with a golden, sunny day today. Now some clouds passing over, some rain tonight, possibly even a chance of a thunderstorm tonight. Hopefully that'll wait until the louder parts with the shipwreck at the end of Scheherazade. You are listening to Classical IPR. Two works coming up on the program this evening, and the World Youth Symphony Orchestra is tuning right now with a concertmaster. Tonight we'll be hearing Zhou Long's Tsingtao Overture. This is a United States premiere for this piece, and the students had a very exciting opportunity today to talk with the composer. He was here to listen and also give them some notes. Kedrick Merwin, who is the director of music for Interlaken Center for the Arts, is opening this evening's concert with some comments.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us. I'm Kedrick Merwin, director of music at Interlaken Center for the Arts, and it's my pleasure to welcome you to tonight's performance of the World Youth Symphony Orchestra in our celebratory 90th season of Interlaken Arts Camp. For thousands of young musicians over the years, the World Youth Symphony Orchestra has been a staple of the Interlaken experience. Thanks to our esteemed and committed faculty, it is one of our many Interlaken programs that encourage students to explore their potential, to enrich their creativity, and to develop their artistry. Tonight, I would like to specially recognize Interlaken Arts Camp faculty member Larry Hurst, who has been encouraging music students to do just that since he joined Interlaken as a bass instructor for the National Music Camp in 1967. We are grateful that Larry has taught at Interlaken every summer since. He is, in his own right, a staple of an Interlaken summer these past 50 years. Please join me and many of his former students, family, and friends who are here tonight in recognizing Larry Hurst for his 50 years of service and commitment to supporting students in their artistic pursuits at Interlaken Arts Camp.
Kedrick gestures out as people stand in the audience.
Thank you, Larry. And thank you to everyone here in Kresge Auditorium, listening live on Interlaken Public Radio, and watching online. Your support for the arts makes programs like this possible. I hope you enjoy tonight's performance. Without further ado, it is my pleasure to welcome to the stage the talented young men and women of the World Youth Symphony Orchestra, conducted once again tonight by Interlaken's longtime friend, Joanne Folletta.
Joanne Folletta approaches the podium, shakes hands with Kedrick Merwin, and she's going to address the audience. She has the orchestra stand. This is the World Youth Symphony Orchestra at Interlaken, live tonight on this special radio broadcast.
Good evening, everyone. The musicians and I welcome you. We are so happy you're here. And I must tell you what a great delight it is for me to return. It's always an inspiration to work with these extraordinarily talented young musicians. And I hope at the end of the evening, you will feel as proud of them as I have felt this week as they've tackled this difficult program with such enthusiasm and skill. Some of you know that Interlaken has a theme this year, and that theme is sprinkled throughout the season, and it's an East meets West theme. The influence of Asia on Western orchestral music. You're going to hear that in both pieces tonight. Of course, in the Persian fairy tale music of Scheherazade, but most authentically in this first piece by acclaimed Chinese composer Zhao Long, Qingdao Overture. Zhao Long has given us the honor of performing the United States premiere of this piece. It's only been performed in China. And he made an incredible trip from Beijing yesterday to be with us tonight. So I would like to ask Zhao Long to stand up and have us welcome him. You will hear some wonderful sounds in this piece, beautiful ancient Chinese chants, folk music, folk dances, and even the sound of authentic Chinese instruments. So we hope you enjoy this.
We'll be right back.
premiere of the Qingdao Overture by Zhou Long. You're listening to the World Youth Symphony Orchestra at Interlaken, conducted by Joanne Folletta. Maestro Folletta gestures to the soloists, the timpani, the concertmaster. Benjamin Goldstein played a violin solo. This is a live concert tonight on the shores of Green Lake, looking misty blue from the glass tonight. With that little bit of rain starting to come in tonight, above that the sign that says dedicated to the promotion of world friendship through the universal language of the arts. Definitely showing tonight in that U.S. premiere of Zhou Long's Qingdao Overture. Maestro Folletta gestures to the composer. He stands, the audience turns and applauds for him. You're listening to Classical IPR. I'm Kate Botello. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. Coming up next on the program, Nikolai Rimsky-Korsakov's sweeping Scheherazade, based on the Persian epic Arabian Nights. Zhou Long, composer, now takes a bow in front of the audience. So wonderful of him to come and visit specifically with these students on this very important premiere, United States premiere of his work, and of course, Interlaken premiere of that work tonight. Again, coming up next on the program, Scheherazade, such a rich and lush work by Nikolai Rimsky-Korsakov. This is Scheherazade, of course, bravely volunteering to marry a cruel king who is represented by the big brass and the low strings that we'll be hearing at the opening of the piece. And he takes a new bride every night and kills her at dawn before she has a chance to disappoint him. And to try to stop that king's killing spree, Scheherazade distracts him by telling him stories all night for 1,001 nights until he repents of his murderous ways. And that's the only really specifically programmatic section of Scheherazade. Basically, Rimsky-Korsakov said he wanted there to be a kaleidoscope of fairy images. So when we hear the first movement, the sea and Sinbad's ship, he just wants that general idea of a ship on the waves. It starts very gently like a barcarolle, and then it becomes much bigger, of course, because the ocean is a big, big body of water. After that, in the Seafaring Sinbad section, we'll hear music from the Calendar Prince. And that one is great because it's got a very mysterious sound to it. That is the magical note there. You'll hear that in the woodwinds. Maestro Folletta coming back out to the audience now, to the stage, bowing again with the World Youth Symphony Orchestra. And Maestro Folletta will address the audience now.
It is our pleasure to get to dedicate tonight's concert of the World Youth Symphony Orchestra to Bill and Martha Payne of Manistee, Michigan. This past December, Bill and Martha established the William and Martha Payne Orchestral Scholars Endowment, which supports full tuition scholarships for talented members of WISO. First, I'd like to ask our five scholars who were chosen this year to stand, and we will recognize them. Our five, there they are. And along with them, Bill and Martha Payne, thank you so much. Please stand and have us applaud you. Thank you from all of us for creating amazing here at Interlaken.
Thank you. Scheherazade by Nikolai Rimsky-Korsakov. You just heard the World Youth Symphony Orchestra, high school age musicians, conducted by Joanne Folletta. Maestro Folletta shakes the hand of Benjamin Goldstein, our concertmaster, who is also the voice of Scheherazade, threading us through our musical stories tonight. She gestures, and the entire orchestra takes a bow. This is Classical IPR, Interlochen Public Radio, coming to you live from Kresge Auditorium tonight with the World Youth Symphony Orchestra. Next week's WISO program features Tchaikovsky's Capriccio Italien, Prong Chorowin's Phenomenon, and Mozart's Violin Concerto No. 3 in G major, featuring violinist Simone Porter with guest conductor Carlos Kalmar. Nancy Deneen will be your host. That is Sunday the 9th, live at 8 o'clock p.m. Maestro Folletta now gesturing to different sections of the orchestra. The bassoon takes a bow right now. Our bassoonist was Justin Cherry from Denmark. Standing next to Michael Miller from Florida, our clarinet soloist. Tonight, our horn soloist was Benjamin Beckman from California. Ben Simisvari played the cello. Madeline Hay from Canada played the trumpet, and Miriam Snyder from South Carolina played the trombone tonight. Double bass performed tonight by Barnaby Woods of Washington. Julia Lewitt of Illinois playing the harp. The oboe, Mia Fasanello from New York. And Elisa Smith from Rhode Island playing the flute tonight. This is again the World Youth Symphony Orchestra live. This is Classical IPR, the broadcast and online music service of Interlochen Center for the Arts. You can stream us online and mobile at our website, classicalipr.org, or you can download our app for free in the iTunes Store and take IPR with you anywhere in the world that you go. Maestro Folletta steps away from the stage, and WISO seats itself again. Concertmaster Goldstein rises to conduct the WISO in the Interlochen theme tonight. Tonight's concert was engineered by Michael Culler, with assistance from Ryan Cox, Duncan LeMay, Melanie Montgomery, James Preble, and Joshua Bassett. Our stage manager was Ingrid Olson. Our producer was Nancy Deneen. The WISO ensemble manager is Stuart Engelhart. Executive director of Interlochen Presents is Rory Baker. IPR broadcast engineer is Gary Langley. Executive director of Interlochen Public Radio is Peter Payette. I'm Kate Botello, and this is Interlochen Public Radio.